Rosh Hashanah, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Rosh Hashanah Bavli, Daf Chav Beis. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud and Beis at the Mishnah. If they don't recognize the witness, the Beis Din of his town send another person with him to vouch for his validity. Originally, they would accept testimony for the new moon from any person. When the heretics began to sabotage things by testifying falsely, Chazal decreed that they would only accept people who were recognized by the Beis Din. Originally, they would wave torches. When the Kusim began to sabotage things by waving torches at the wrong time, Chazal decreed that messengers would be sent out. The Gemara says, "Amar Biyona, Hachin Socha Misni Bereshona Yemekabna Edus Achodesh Mekol Adam Imena Makir Noisoi Hamashachin Imay Achele Aidoi." The Biyona says that the Mishnah should read as follows: originally, they would accept testimony of the new moon from any person. If they would not recognize him, they would send another person with him to vouch for him. Amar Biyosa Afilu Kamasnisin Asya Hi Imenan Makir Noisoi Mashachin Imay Acher Laaidoi Lamash Bereshona Yemekabna Edus Achodesh Mekol Adam. Rav Yossi says one could retain the original text of the Mishnah, and it could be read as follows: if they don't recognize him, they send another person with him. Why is this necessary? Why can't we trust any person that comes to testify? Because originally they would accept testimony from any person, etc. Ve'ed echad ne'eman, is only one witness believed to vouch for this witness. Meshechan nasnu loch badin, haya shulei yisrichim eidim, ve'hen amu shiyisrichim eidim, ve'hen amu eid echad ne'eman. The answer is Chazal were lenient to require only one witness within their stringency to require any verification of the validity of the witness at all. Echad mao shei neman kashnaim, hei chavida, hashnaim echad, it should say, makir, ksav yadav ksav yad chaveiroi, ve echad ein adam makir chaveiro, mao shei staf im echad menashuk lahed olav. The Gemara asks, is one witness believed like two? What's the case? If there were two, one person testifies on both his own and the other witness's signature, and the other witness is absent. Can we use the first witness and another person to testify on the second witness's signature? Rav Zeira, Rav Chuna, b'shem Rav, inu v'achem mistarf melachasim ha'seid ha'sheni. Rav Zeira and Rav Chuna, quoting Rav, said he and another cannot combine to testify on the signature of the second witness. Ve'suchad ilo hayu shnayim echad hakol makirin, it should say oisoi ve'echad ein adam makir, chaveyo makiro, the question is, when there are two people, all recognize one of them, but no one recognizes the other one. Rav Yudin says this is correct. If two people left a town like Susisa that is inhabited mostly by Gentiles, and everyone recognizes the first one as Jewish but no one recognizes the second one, if the other witness recognizes him, can he join with another person to testify about the second witness? If you say yes, is the entire testimony not dependent on one person? And here also it's the same problem. Taman taninan amalahen hamamuna suru'u imhegia zman ashchita. The Mishnah in Maseches Yuma says that the appointed one said to them, "Go out and see if the time for slaughtering has arrived." If it arrived, the observer says, "Bilkai, what's Bilkai? Barak Bilkai, what's Barak Bilkai?" The luminary means the sun has brought light. Is only one witness believed to testify about the time of slaughtering? Yes, because it's in fact a fact that's easily verified. The Gemara asks, why is it easily verified? Perhaps by the time someone else goes up to verify if the sun had dawned, the sun will already have dawned. Hakimahi Milsa, the answer is, it's still possible to say how long ago the sun dawned, whether just now or earlier. Amar Eid Echad Noilad Ish Pliny B'Shabbos Mar Noisai Alpiv Hasheicha Mertzei Shabbos Metalkan Noisai Alpiv. If one witness said that a certain baby was born on Shabbos, we may circumcise him the following Shabbos. If the witness said it is already nightfall, we may take our items into the public domain. Rabbi Ami metaltel al puma de melaisa, Rabbi Masanya metaltel al evrisa de zahara. Rabbi Ami carried based on the testimony of the women who were drawing water from the well, and Rabbi Matanya carried based on the testimony of the farmers of evrisa. Rabbi Imi mal al pi nashim de amman shamsha habes al sasisa. Rav Imi circumcised on Shabbos based on the testimony of women who said that the baby was born before the sun set over Susisa. When one or several people recognize the witnesses, may they also profane the Shabbos in order to come to Beit Din to testify. Rav Nurai answered, once on Shabbos I descended to Usha to testify about a witness. I wasn't certain that they would need me to testify, but it gave me good reason to go to Usha, and I was therefore able to meet my great Rav there.